This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Family on the line, as promised, I did say that we're going to be speaking to Mafay or Dr. Faye Ngoloba. She is a courageous woman, a strong woman, a resilient woman, and a woman that is currently battling one of her greatest battles, which is, of course, the fight against cancer. Mafay speaks about this openly. There was an article written about the battle, Mafay's battle on Gateway News, and that is where I believe we all were able to know about it, and the news became public. And so it no longer became her battle, but it became our battle now as a community of believers in South Africa. And Mafay is just an amazing woman, a woman that really stands in her community, is about building communities for Christ. And she is a woman that is based in Cape Town, founder and president of Warrior Woman of the Kingdom and Talita Kumi Foundation as well. And we're going to be speaking about an E-Prayer Connect event that's going to be coming up on the 21st of March 2022 as well. So the conversation is heated this afternoon. Dr. Faye Ngoloba, welcome to the Lifestyle Show. How are you?
I'm alive and well. I always say that if I'm alive, then everything else is happening because it has to happen.
I love so it.
That's the way that I am. And I'm flowing with my Jesus, and I'm resting right at our Father's lap. And then that way, when he said that, come ye all that are overburdened, he knew that he meant that our problem is to take our burden and refetch them from under the cross. I don't do that. I file there and I forget. Then that way, I move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
Sit at his feet. That's all that you need to do. Sit at his feet. I love that you say that this is something that you have been doing all your life. It's not something that's new to you. And so that's how you've overcome, you know, challenges in the past as well. Mafay, let's get talking. You encountered a fair share of challenges, Dr. Faye, during the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're still in, of course, right now. But 2020, 2021 was quite of a battle for you. And then you also got diagnosed with cancer. And it was, you know, sort of an experience that is unimaginable, but you are currently going through it. So take us through those moments, and take us through, you know, just the time of you know, battling with your health, to discover that, oh, so this is cancer, but I thought, you know, I was just battling with COVID-19, and just the shock in those details of getting that about your health, you know.
To start with, TC, let me publicly declare the fact that I am not 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 or ever. Mm. I'm 71. Mm. So obviously, I've been living life. Mm. And if I can tell you to testify today about what happened only in 2021, mm-hmm. is not doing justice to the life that I've been living.
Sure.
I've got a theme of our documentary that is saying that, you know, living the life, you know, the life of faith, you know, worth living. It's mm-hmm. very worth living the life of faith. Mm-hmm. So the abantu ba understanding, this is just a piece. A piece, I'm sure never got a bed or whatever, of the testimonies that I have encountered all my years. But we are going to get straight to the point here. Also, I must remember those people who claim to be believing, I'm going to refer them to Luke 18 today. I just take almost verse 1 to verse 8. I'm not going to be very long because you radio in Beta Ngalemba, we don't have time. But I just want to say, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus Christ was teaching through parables. When we are reading scriptures and preaching scriptures, we need to make sure that people get the gist of what you are trying to tell them. It is not just about bragging about yourself that you can be this great preacher. And then it says, he said to them, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge said. Now, just as I am there, I am going to quickly say that the point I'm not going to go forward. I'm going to go straight to the testimony. When you have prayed about something, Apostle Paul says that with regard to prayer, then, that you don't cease to pray. Even at this point in time, I am praying. Prayer. Even the number said that prayer changes things. A very quick one because we don't have time.
Yeah.
December, I was given an assignment by God to get into the people, through warrior women, the people that are attacked by COVID. She put me through quite in a number of things, just like the disciples. And then it came out that then I've got to have this prayer connect, the one that I'm going to have even on the 21st, is where we gather all of us, all the people from all Africa, and I've even got people now from overseas that they join us. And we usually have an unbelievable number of panelists because the topics there today are very broad. So, and then it was about fighting the uncircumcised Philistine, which is Goliath.
Yeah.
Goliath would talk something that he likes. Starting from March 2020, we would be told, close your doors, don't open. Ventilate now, open them so wide. Put the mask on your face. We must be on the queue to go and buy from certain shops. Those other shops must be closed. And now this one. And then the church must be closed. And then the 50 people must go in there. And we've all been just knocking each other on our heads, not knowing exactly what to do. Life has changed completely to what we used to know about. From one source, I don't care whether there are 50 people there, one source, exactly what Goliath was doing. So we did those prayer connect programs until my last prayer connect was on the 25th. Healing the wounded, so 25th of September. By that time, I was already sick. I started having the COVID, the terrible, terrible COVID that I had. But all my body, mind you, already I'm over 60 years according to what they say.
Yes.
And then I'm over 60. I'm asthmatic, I'm diabetic for a long time. But here I am, that boon and the source. I saw myself escaping. Into a narrow escape. What do you call it, narrow escape? COVID never took me. It never took me. I was sick only for about 10 days. It was terrible. When I'm telling you terrible, I mean terrible. Right? I'm on the recovery month, as far as they said, in August. I've lost weight. I think that I'm recovering. Just before I was in full recovery, all of a sudden, I had something that was called a pinched nerve. Mind your body. Come on the 21st, you're going to hear big things. This pinched nerve was on my right side, from the knee to up, a very painful thing. The whole body is just shrinking. A very vibrant woman, a very like running around woman. All of a sudden, I fell down, boom. From that, it was quite a painful situation. I found myself being in the physiotherapy. I found myself using a crutch. So tall as I am, so long as I am, I'm using a crutch. Painfully. No pain tablets used to actually. And then I went through to X-rays. Short, a very brief thing. I had to be taken, admitted by a neurosurgeon after they thought they would operate on my back through the orthopod. But now I learned a lot within that short space of time. I am fired up. I am so equipped, more than I was equipped before, to tell the world of how God can be a God when you even think that He is not there. And I was thinking with the neurosurgeon, and I had tested MRI, CT scan, mammogram, brain scan, and what is the biopsy. I had to be operated at my back, taking a piece off yesterday to be analyzed. They could see now it's cancer. They don't see where it's coming from. They don't see what kind of a cancer. Because in order for the oncologist to engage, it's the first time I'm speaking such high English, like oncology.
I hear now, you.
Now that I've got cancer, because you've got to know what's happening.
You have to know what's going on. Yes, indeed.
And then only to find that my cancer is a very rare kind of cancer. They find it at stage 4. They find it as a higher grade. What is this kind of a cancer? I say it's stage 4, higher grade, neuroendocrine carcinoma cancer. It's not just an ordinary cancer.
Yes.
On my third cycle, you are a miracle.
Wow.
You are a miracle. Do you remember this lady? And the other one said, I can't believe the charismatic lady, because even though I was in pain, I was pulling out Jesus in me. You wouldn't realize. I kept on being this happy woman. Even when I was told, I told myself, the cancer is heading. The cancer is a car accident. It's a vehicle that can take you to death, but not. Some other people are asking me, what in Tom? And then what did you say when there's no cancer? This outing is in a cancer. What are you expecting me to say? The cancer is HIV and AIDS. The cancer is diabetes. The cancer is any other disease. So why should you fear? Why should you fear? You don't have to. Because you are. Now I am reinforced in John 15 that remain in me so I can remain in you.
Yeah.
So why should I have a problem when I'm remaining to him and him remaining to me? He has placed the chorazon as with the doctors and the nurses. They have got to get the wisdom from him. He is supplying them with knowledge that is being done on earth, but he's holding the wisdom of how to use that knowledge to us when we get into such position.
Powerful, Dr. Faye. Powerful.
Yes.
You know what? The next question was going to say, what kept you going during this time? I'm not even going to go there because you've already told us that your faith kept you alive through it all, through diagnosis, through having to go to chemo, njalo njalo. And I believe that you are still in that battle right now. So, Dr. Faye, in the midst of everything, you know, where other people would have thrown in the towel and just, you know how it is, waited for death, basically, and just not done anything. But yet, you are still saying, you know what, prayer connect, let's continue doing God's work. For me, that is something that is commendable. That is being a true servant of the Most High God, that nothing gets you down and that you continue doing umsebenzi kaThixo. Now, 21 March 2020, Prayer Connect, healing the wounded. 2022. Now, healing, you know, the wounded souls, or the wounded bodies, and so on and so forth. What does that mean to you? You know, and having these prayer connects, why are these prayer connects so significant to you?
I have done 3 chemos by now. I'm going to the 4th one now on Wednesday, which is going to be 3 days, and there are going to be 6 cycles that I'm going to do. And I can't walk yet because mine has come from the backbone. It's from the vertebrae. There are some vertebrae, L1, L3, and L4, that have been affected. But I can't sit here and lament. I can't. I am a chosen child of God.
Yeah.
I am appointed and anointed. I am sent to the world. I am going to speak and declare the gospel of God until there's no more blood running in my veins, until there's no more saliva in my mouth.
Sure.
I said, if it means I must take this couch that I'm sitting in and bring it into the hall there, and even if I must bring a stretcher in there to tell the people about the goodness of God, to tell people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Yes. That's where I am right now. I've invited the oncology department. I've invited the NEC of Department of Education. He's going to be there, and he's going to be the main speaker. I've invited the doctors. I've invited the nurses. I've invited the children. Because we know little. This is what I have discovered whilst I was there. And the way I was being treated, I owe a thank you to some certain people. And I owe to tell the other people that you were stupid enough to do that to me. You're not supposed to do that. Because that is what we've got to do. So that the prayer connect, we are going to actually give the praise to God and say, Lord, thank you for having mercy on us. God touched the hands of the doctors that were Milnet in hospital, you know, Louis Lightwood hospital, you know, Dr. Lord Angeles. Man, I saw God with my own eyes. It's got to be told to the world so that when you're lying there, don't be crying and doing all those things. Yes, Jesus Christ cried and say, Eloi, lama sabachthani. That's what I was saying to God when I was in the deep dungeon. And then when she up because you promised me that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. When I used to feel difficult, I used to scream at him, demanding him, and fighting that devil and saying that I am not going to fall in your hands no matter what. I'll only leave when it's my time to leave. Not because you're trying to fight me, because I'm praying for. So it's COVID, it's cancer, and then it's mental illness. Because of COVID, everybody are rather, everybody is just having mental illness. Mm-hmm. People have been taken, their cars have been taken, this mm-hmm. and that. Because I've been doing the COVID and the mental illness mm-hmm. last year. I had a young girl that was so sharp from George last year. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to have people that are going to give testimonies about. I've got people that never knew that they are survivors, cancer survivors. I'm bringing a lot of people. I'm bringing a lot of things that are going to happen on that day.
It's and a moment. A moment to reflect, a moment to praise God, a moment to say that, you know what, God, you are still God in every single situation that we go through here on earth. You are still the God that is unshakable.
Exactly. See, the ministers of the churches, they must not be discouraged. They just mustn't. We need to be on Luke 18:1. Because other food is by a so-called. There's a lot that's going on out there in the midst. So this is the aim of objective of that 21 of March. Mm-hmm. It's on a Monday at the end of the long weekend. Mm-hmm. Registration, please go and register. The pamphlets are out there. Please go and register. We are going to be on Zoom. Of course, there's a mandatory to register with. Oh, sorry, I would have not supposed to do that. But anyway, please let's go and register. And then because there's a lot of preparations, we are going to be at Stillpark, at the auditorium, that's there, the church auditorium. Please, let's go there. 1 o'clock, you'll be finished doing all your things. We are necessary. And then call me back, as usual.
Fantastic.
And we are not... I'm sorry, I've got no time. I'm going to travel and start now. Satan is a liar. Mm. He's not going to, even if he can... squeeze the breath out of myself. Now, there will be someone else who's gonna come and talk about the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay! Powerful stuff, family. Really a woman of courage, a woman of strength, a woman that is resilient and that is showing us that it is possible with God. All we need is just to strengthen our faith, more and more faith, and we'll be able to overcome the things of this world, as Jesus said that he has overcome this world. Dr. Faye Siyabulela kakhulu, may God bless you, strengthen you, and give you health, and really perform a miracle within your body. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we look forward to the 21st of March 2022, you know, just to really take a moment and to praise God, to take a moment and to pray, and to really, you know, also hear those testimonies that you spoke about, in order for us to also reignite our faith, you know, because I think,
reignite.
Yeah, because I think once you're able to hear someone else's testimony, that's when it touches you, and then you are reminded, even though you knew, but sometimes we do need reminding of the power of God, you know, that God is powerful beyond all things. Oh, siyabulela Mamfay, uthixoxikelele akwandisele and akuphilise akunyange ngokwakhe in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Mamfay. So how do we go and get our tickets? Where online do we go?
I receive everything that has been those blessings that you have given me of the total healing. Please, I will remain giving them my number, 0766-264-178. People must WhatsApp there so that we can send the electronic invites. They are already circulating all around because people have got cell phones more than printing them, but there are some that we are printing that we are going to put, we are giving them to the churches and all that so that everybody can get them. But they must keep opening, even on the social media, Instagram and Facebook, Mafay Moloba, you know, corner edit doctor underscore Fay Moloba. So you must just go and look at our social media links, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All the information is there. But it's better for everybody to contact me.
Yeah.
Then I'll explain to them because there's not much time. There's Zoom as well.
Fantastic. There is Zoom if you want to, but contact Mafay so that you can get further details and be able to purchase your ticket, and on the 21st be able to be part of the Prayer Connect brought to you by Talita Kumi Foundation as well as Warrior Women of the Kingdom. Siyabulela Mafay, uthixo sikelele. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
God bless. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.